now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. The Federal Finance Minister says new workplace opportunities that will arise after the coronavirus crisis will help to offset some permanent job losses. Australia's unemployment rate is predicted to hit 10% during the pandemic. Matthias Cormann told the ABC the government is now moving from providing immediate support to businesses to maximising the strength of the country's recovery. He says while some jobs won't return to normal, the outlook for job prospects is positive.
There will be new opportunity, fresh opportunities as well as a result of some of the adaptation that business has been forced to go through over this period.
A cold snap is set to hit much of eastern and southern Australia today, with heavy rain, low temperatures and snow expected in the coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology says it's due to an intense low pressure system that is approaching Australia from the polar region. Every state and territory will be affected, with New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania likely to see the worst of the weather. Temperatures are expected to drop between 8 and 14 degrees below average, in conditions that haven't been seen in April since 2008. The weather system will continue until early next week. Elderly survivors of institutional child sexual abuse are being promised fast-tracked payments under a national redress scheme. Hundreds of organisations are dragging their feet signing onto the scheme, and the federal opposition is calling on the government to make advance payments to ill and elderly survivors so they do not miss out. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says the claims of older or more vulnerable Australians currently going through the redress process will be prioritised. More than 300 organisations who've still not signed up to the scheme face potential financial penalties and changes to their charitable status if they do not join by June 30th. The Vice President of the United States has defended his decision not to wear a mask on a visit to a health facility in Minnesota. Mike Pence was criticised for the move, with the clinic having enforced compulsory wearing of masks or face coverings for all patients, staff and visitors on April 13th. The clinic posted and then deleted a comment on social media indicating Mr. Pence had been told of the requirement ahead of the visit. Mr. Pence says he decided not to wear a mask because he is regularly tested for coronavirus and all his results have been negative.
And when the CDC issued guidelines about wearing a mask, it was their recognition that people that may have the coronavirus could prevent the possibility of conveying the virus to someone else by wearing a mask. And since I don't have the coronavirus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here.
Carlton midfielder Madison Prasparkas has been named the AFLW's best and fairest player for 2020. The 19-year-old, who last year won the Rising Star Medal, is just the third woman to win the award after Erin Phillips and Emma Kearney. The award ceremony was streamed online due to coronavirus restrictions, with Prasparkas' sister presenting her with the medal. And the NRL has signed off on a 20-game season resuming on the 28th of May, with the grand final to be played 3 weeks after the original date on October the 25th. The two rounds played before coronavirus restrictions were enforced will be included in the revamped competition. A State of Origin series will be played after the decider.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And welcome to the studio. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario on a Wednesday from 10 to 11, or sometimes going to be to 12 p.m., depending how many guests can cancel to us or you can attend to our show due to this coronavirus crisis. Our guests suddenly, you know, they found themselves in a situation they need to work or they are busy with something else. So before I introduce our first guest, let's go start with the weather. Today, the highest temperature is going to be 25 degrees. Currently, it's at 22.7. The rest of the week is going to look very cold. Tomorrow, Thursday, we expect the rain, 23 degrees. As of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week, we're going to have the mostly sunny. However, the average temperature for Friday is going to be 15, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 90 degrees, and Tuesday, 20 degrees, with the lowest 8 degrees, which means we're going to certainly have the cold weather, and that should pass as well after that Tuesday, May the 5th. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We're going to play some music, and then I'm going to patch our first guest, and you know who she is. She was a guest last week, and we need to finish conversation, so stay tuned.
There's a nail in the door, and there's glass on the lawn. Tacks on the floor, and the TV is on.
Welcome back to the studio, listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Before I continue and introducing our guest, you know her, it's not a secret, is somebody who is going to try to lift, not try, but she will lift your mood, if she will empower you. But today, you know, we're going to talk about something more, about a topic we don't like to talk in the public, even with our friends or family. That's the relationships with our partners, and how that this relationship is actually working in the past 5 weeks of being in lockdown. Now, the current status of confirmed cases in Australia is 6,731, unfortunately 84 deaths. However, case recovered is 5,626, and we are flattening that curve. And as from Friday, the citizens of New South Wales Premier, she announced we can go 2 adults and 1 child to drive to see the friends, and it's good for the mental health. However, our mental health is not just driving to our friends, but, you know, we come home and we need to live with our partners. Regardless, you're married, you are in a relationship, or you just, you know, start a relationship and you can't see your loved ones. So the love guru, Zoe Annabelle, she's with us on the radio. How are you, Zoe?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me back on.
Look, I didn't finish conversation with you last week, and I tried to make this, you know, I mean, this sounds as much fun as possible. However, you know, I can say that, you know, many people are meeting lately, and you know, I mean, those who are the married or relationship, you know, they need to marry. Yeah. Actually, they had a wedding. they're really struggling. You know, I'm talking about people I know, not a, you know, I mean, generally speaking, I don't do the stats or polls, but as I say, the few couples I know, they're really struggling. Even they're in love and everything else, they're struggling to keep up being with each other in a relationship. So before, you know, ask you some hard questions, Zoe, I know you're helping many couples with your therapy.
Yeah.
Now, what's the relationship between the two humans? You know what I mean? Female, male, 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 female, female. But, you know, overall, what's the relationship? How do you classify or what are you defining as a relationship?
It's really, I feel, the relationships teach us about self.
Yes.
Everything, let's just go in deep. Everything that we see, everything that we experience is showing us a reflection within ourselves, either from to shift to grow from. I like to use the analogy of zoom in, zoom out, and I'll bring that into the conversation throughout as we explore this. But relationship, when you look at the word relationship, it's about, if we imagine that we all are on our own ship, boat, it's learning how to relate to self.
Mm-hmm.
Self being the ship. So it's, you know, it's really fascinating. So then our relationship is learning how to relate to other ships, other people that are learning to relate to themselves. So when we look at it from that perspective, it sort of takes us a little bit off the hook, that feeling that we always need to fix it for the other person or make it better for the other person, and really start going, okay, what is it within my own ship, if we think of like boat ship, that I need to attend to, either to feel better in myself? Because if we're always looking at, oh, I want to get happiness, I want to feel the other person's responsibility to make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
In honesty, it's not anyone else's job to make us happy. But as conditioning as men, a lot of men have had the conditioning of, oh, it's to make my partner happy. I need to do this to keep my wife happy.
Sorry to interrupt you, Zoe. Why do men think that way? Why do men think I need to make my woman happy?
I think, you know, we've had that whole drummed into in society, men being the provider.
Yes.
And that's still that old conditioning. The key to a man's happiness, the way that a man finds happiness, true happiness, is in his soul purpose, in his creation, in his job that he's passionate about.
It is our job.
Hang on a minute. Who does he then want to share that happiness with? The people that he loves the most. Now, this has changed because now women, everything's changed. You know, women are also finding their happiness in their soul purpose, their passion. And that may be looking after the kids. It may be having their own career. But when we start to access that happiness, then it's not dependent on someone else to constantly keep, because when we bring that from a place of you're both doing things to fill up on your own happiness, then you bring that together, you start creating magic with one another.
Uh-huh. So now I know. Now we know the secret. So, now in your voice. As I stipulated this at the beginning of the show, you know, I try, because we have been bombarded by the news. And the last time when we spoke last Wednesday, 7 days ago, you mentioned something that you don't listen to the news or that you don't pay attention. I truly believe that people should distance themselves from the news, because it's continuous bombardment and nothing else is creating the fear. Now, before we spoke about fear, you know, I truly believe that the fear, it's actually coming to the relationship, the marriage, or, you know, I mean, to somebody who's just a relationship de facto. It doesn't matter what type it is or shape or form. But the fear of uncertainty, like when this is going to end, actually creates anxiety. Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm just talking from my experience. Like, why we should distance, or couples should distance themselves from the news to be happier between each other? So let's go start with this one.
We're really we can't change what's going on outside of ourselves. What we can do is learn how to attend to our inner kingdom, i.e. what we watch, what we're influenced by.
Yeah.
And if we're getting caught, usually a lot of people watch a lot of TV, a lot of, and there's nothing wrong with unplugging and watching TV. There's nothing wrong with watching a movie. Yeah. However, if you're doing that because you're wanting to check out, you're wanting to not look at what's in front of you, i.e. your relationship, a lot of people will then be like numbing out. It's like a drug.
Yes.
You get drawn into, you get addicted to it. So you get a lot of couples that they're normal. And we've all been in that. I've been in that where you don't want to look at what's in front of you. So what's the go-to? You'll sit on the sofa and you'll watch show after show after show. And they don't even communicate with each other. There's no touch. There's no connection. They're feeding into a false television. Television is to tell a vision. Mm-hmm. It's to create a different reality to take you away from what actually happening behind closed doors. So it's not actually addressing. Now, a lot of people don't want to see what's happening on the inside because it means being honest. And people are afraid of being judged. People are afraid of being judged, or maybe when they've been honest before with their partner of something they don't like or something that doesn't turn them on, their partner will then point the finger, and then they feel some form of shame or guilt from that. So we have all these patterns playing out within relationships. So sometimes it's easier to go, well, they didn't listen to me that time. They're not going to listen to me now. I'm just going to numb out and check out. This is my life. And it's horrible. It's really sad. And you've got, and you know, the thing is, it's like one of them needs to step up and go, hey, this isn't working right now.
Let's go drop the Netflix.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's give yourself permission if you want to totally immerse in a show. Like, I'm all for that.
Yes.
But then also look at, well, am I doing that because I don't want to see what's right in front of me?
Yes.
Because I'm scared, and it's okay to be scared. The most beautiful thing for a woman to hear.
Yes.
As a man,
when
a man actually says, right now, I actually feel raw. I feel very vulnerable. I feel very exposed. Now, when a woman hears that, she's like, whoa. He's opening up into his heart. He's opening up into his vulnerability. And sometimes things need to get to the point of you actually seeing your fear, realizing if you don't address it, you're going to lose the most sacred and most beautiful thing that you've had in your life.
Well, that was interesting. Look, I had a few questions now actually rose while we spoke about this, you know what I mean? And I will talk about men, but we'll take a short break right now, and we'll come back to you, Zoe, in a few minutes.
Fantastic.
So stay with us. Please have a sip of water. Thanks, and be prepared for the module. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
Babe, don't try to call. Sticking and a shawl just won't wait. It's strange you couldn't see it my way. Hey, now go. I pray.
Hey, welcome back to the studio, listening Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5 on a Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Our guest, Zoe Annabelle, she was our guest last week, and I couldn't think of a better guest than to, you know, to continue conversation from last week for one simple reason: to feel better. You know, I can judge by myself, and I mean this this self-isolation and whatever's happening to us, you know, I mean, in confinement, you know, I mean, and for the better good, you know, I mean, eradicating the coronavirus does a toll, you know, I mean, the true toll and the price we're going to find out one day when this crisis is over. But in meantime, instead of feeling bad or, you know, I mean, banging your head on a wall or looking for the answers in the stars, you know, I mean, in the beans and the coffee or your neighbors, you know, I mean, we're chatting and we're talking not about business today, we're talking on Wednesdays with Zoe Annabelle. She's an expert in a relationship, and she's an expert in how to make people happier. And you know, I mean, you know, you can check her, Zoe Annabelle, on Facebook, Business Insights with Mario, and there's her details there, and you can contact her freely anytime and discuss, you know, I mean, if you have any questions. Now, Zoe, we took the break, you know, I mean, and before we took the break, there's a question from me to you. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask this from my experience, okay? So, like, you know, I mean, this is me, Mario Beckes, you know what I mean? So, like, me, the man, you know what I mean? I've been in a war. I've been, you know what I mean? I've done things. Most of the men can just watch it on TV. However, I know that in the past I have been exposed myself, you know what I mean, on a wrong way, not just with the women, but the men as well. But let's talk about relationship. In some of my past relationships, you know what I mean, long, long, long time ago, last century, I've been made fun, you know, because I showed emotions, and sometimes emotions will result in some tears, you know, I mean, which are Crimea River. I was good in that one, I must say. But why the men have the problem to show the emotions, you know, I mean, true emotions, and why would some women will make it toll on a man and you know, make a fun of the emotions or the crying or something like this? I mean, we're not talking about watching the movie Notebook, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the cries or not.
Yeah.
But that's like in relationship, you know, if the man shows emotions to his partner and he's been rejected in some shape or form, you know what I mean, or make it ridiculed or make a fun of them, why is that?
It's a taboo. Firstly, I think it's beautiful to see a man cry. I think it's a real depth of him opening his heart.
Yes.
There's two sides of it. You've got someone, if they're constantly crying all the time, that's very irritating. right? Because it's coming from this, it's coming from a place of lack, and it's coming from a neediness.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of conditioning. There's a lot of social conditioning, family conditioning, where boys are told, don't cry, come on, button up, lad.
Yeah.
Don't cry, crying is for girls, you know, which is absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
We all have emotions, and when we cry, it's like it's something that's touching us deep in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women that have made men wrong for this or mm-hmm. shunned them because they're disconnected to their own emotionality.
Mm-hmm.
She's disconnected to her own heart. Mm-hmm. She's also disconnected to her own inner masculine, as mm-hmm. we are all aspects. We are both the masculine and the feminine energy.
Yeah.
And we are all human. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. And again, she's in a place, if she's rejecting him, there's an aspect of her own. She's rejecting an aspect within herself because it makes her feel uncomfortable. She doesn't know how to meet it.
Yeah.
Where when you actually have that honesty and that willingness to be vulnerable and expressing your emotions openly and freely, and I find that the European men are a lot easier to like open up. Yeah. You know, like the Italian men are very, very emotional. Uh-huh. And it's beautiful.
Share with us here. What do you mean Italian men? Tell us more. Like, you know what I mean? Like for all Italian men over there, Zoe Annabelle, she just advertised you, yes?
It's beautiful. They're fearless to express themselves through their hearts.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we have a cultural thing as well, and I feel we're shifting into a time where we can shift all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really important to whatever someone's emotion, what they're going through, the most powerful thing we can do for that human being is to be present with them,
yeah.
to acknowledge that emotion, whatever that emotion is. It may be an emotion of anger as well. That's another conditioning that men are taught, or women that are very in their power
yeah.
and standing in there, oh, you can't raise your voice, you can't do that, it's aggressive. Where we need to, that could also be passion that's coming through. And when someone is not able to express their emotions or being able to articulate that into words, or they're made to think that that's wrong, then there's a shame that's created inside of them. And that starts festering and building up inside until they explode, and they feel out of control. They don't know how to control those emotions because they become overwhelmed by those emotions, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you know, because I truly believe that most of men would like to show the emotions, but you know, maybe it's our uprising, you know, maybe our education, maybe old school, I would say, like, you know, more like a patriarchal type of, you know, I mean, growing up,
yeah.
I mean, I was like with my father, like, you know, he was a wuss, you know, I mean, but you know, I mean, he publicly over tried to portray himself as a big man, you know, I mean, he's strong, but I truly believe a man wanted to show this soft side, you know, I mean. But it could be love. But now, just, you know, on that topic, you know, I mean, so like when two people actually, as I said, like there's no politician, you know, I mean, involved, you know, I mean, can say how two people should live their life, you know, I mean, inside the house, you know, I mean. However, well, that's a reality, you know, I mean, because like we've been now literally told, you know, I mean, how to live the new life, you know, I mean, and. That constant fear when you open the newspapers, you know what I mean, when you open, you know, the tragedy is, you know, we listen for past couple of years, you know what I mean, the kids should be removed from the screens and should be more playing in nature, you know what I mean, and in the parks and associate and, you know, the other kids and everything else. Now we are glued for the screens, and the screens are usually full of, you know what I mean, the news, which, you know what I mean, doesn't make you feel you want to get out of the house, you know what I mean? But like when you have a two people in the house, you know what I mean, the husband or wife or partners and everything
else,
in this environment, which is, you know what I mean, it's new for many. And why do people start resenting each other, even if they love each other after, let's just say, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I was like, I don't have stats. I don't have no idea. I'm just passing the experience, you know what I mean, and you know, I discussed with some of my close associates and friends that even they loved each other, you know what I mean, husband and wife to the death. They're screaming, you know what I mean, they can't get out, they can't wait to get out, I don't want to use the word, from the house of the unit. Why is that happening? Is it because of the news or the LCD screens we're watching, or plasma screens, whatever it is? Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on. If they're not really being honest with how they feel,
yes.
Over the years, or they've felt not heard, or they've stopped speaking up for what they want to say because they've never felt heard, and they put that on one side, on the back burner, and then they've thrown themselves into their work, into this busyness.
Yeah.
Oops, now the busyness has been taken out the way. Oops, now I get to see my reality, the really what's going on. Oops, now I have to address what I feel or what I don't feel. I feel this is a really beautiful time where people can start being really honest.
Yeah.
You know, if there's certain aspects that you don't enjoy, or the way that you're spoken to, or the way that you're treated, or the way that you're allowing yourself to continue being treated in the way, and you're not speaking up about it, then you're continually feeding it. You can't see, we have a society of people that like to complain. They like to blame others. They like to point the finger. You only have to look what's happened in society. It's like, they did it.
Yeah.
They did it. They did it. I don't like that. I like that. It's creating separation. So we have to get really raw and honest with ourselves. Get a piece of paper. This is a message for everyone. Get a piece of paper, draw, write everybody in your family that are in your family unit, write in the box, and then start to write down and get really honest with yourself about what things you get from them, what things you don't get from them, i.e. you may not feel heard, you may not feel supported. Because you need to be able to see it, and then you're able to, because the other person may not know. They may not know. Your lesson may be, as soon as you acknowledge it, and as soon, and you're not coming from the point of, you make me feel like this, because how you feel is your choice. They may be also, if you've got two people that are coming from a place of woundedness and they're hurt, you're going to want to wound the other, because you're going to want them to feel how you are. When you do something for yourself, like I'm going to do some self-love, it may be I'm going to run a nice warm bath for me, not for anyone else, and I'm going to soak in the bath. When you come out of the bath, you're actually kinder to other people. So you start to, it takes us into the zoom in, zoom out. When you're zoomed in, you can only see what is in there. I don't like this. When you zoom out, you start to see a bigger picture.
Well, that's interesting.
And you start to, you know, you then start to see, oh, maybe this other person that I once loved is also saying the same thing that I'm saying, but we're both saying it in our own way. And we need to start learning how to communicate from a place of not blaming, but really hearing the other person. And this can hurt people because they hear the truth.
That's very interesting. Well, Zoe, thank you for this one. We'll take a short break if you need to have some water. And I mean, need to let you to breathe. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we'll take a short break and we'll continue conversation with Zoe.
Alive 90.5.
If you're a registered mental health or disability nurse, why not consider the benefits of working with Global? We need nurses experienced in general, disability and mental health. Global offers variety, diverse experience, great rates of pay, free training and the choice to work where and when you want. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or 1-800-009-292. Station sponsor.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Yeah, man. Party time. Mom B. Costi.
Yes, Costi.
Shaggy.
Road boy.
Hey.
Coming back. If I love you, love me right now. Don't ever leave me, girl, no do me that. So please stay, don't walk away. Give me another chance to love you the right way. My true feelings pushing out. Oh man, you love me, can't do without.
Who am I without you by my side? Every little piece of my heart broken in the dark, wishing I could hold you now.
Can you hear me?
Toca, toca, latino.
Habibile, habibile.
And you're listening live 90.5 FM Business Insights with Mario on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. And our guest in studio, so Annabelle. I was glad to I got a reply from Zoe to can join us today in studio. I mean, she's been very busy and she's tried to help so many people around. We're talking about Zoe about emotions with a man and how to have a better relationship in house, since we are being told how to live and what not to do. And I truly believe that this is reflecting not just, you know, me or you, anybody. We live in different type of lifestyle, and we're finding ourselves in position which we never saw ourselves gonna be. You can't prepare yourself for unpreparedness, you know what I mean, something new, you know. This is everybody, you know, I mean, the worst nightmare dream. You know, expect unexpected. You know, I was in military for almost 12 years, and you know, one thing we done in military, we were planning every day, we done all these plans, but one thing we did, you know, I mean, occurred, you know, I mean, that when we stepped out of the army barracks and we go into action on some operations, all the plans we did it actually didn't go by plan. And we found ourselves in situations where we need to improvise. Now, in a situation like this, we are right now where we're in a lockdown, and you know, we have the some freedom of movements and exercising. The relationship, it's actually which mostly being affected. You know, not just between the partners, but as well those who have children, and you know, they are in a lockdown, and they need to deal in a totally different level and totally unprepared level, you know, because nobody can tell us how to live that life. However, I'm lucky enough, I have a Zoe online. So Zoe, you know, we agreed that Netflix is not a solution for the couples, you know what I mean, and particularly, let's just say now, talk about couples and the partners and the husbands and wives who live together and they have the smallest one. How the kids perceive if the couple actually being rude to each other, you know what I mean, or screaming, and or how to say, short fuse, and I mean, we don't talk about intimacy, you know, because intimacy obviously goes to the window, but how this reflects to the children. Do you have experience on that level as well?
Well, that's how they now create, and this can be a big wake up for parents.
Yes,
that's how they're, you know, the reality is, if arguments are a normal part of life, and I think we need to, I think people can go too far the other way.
Yes.
That it's like, oh, you know, what about, you know, it's a part of life and it's a reality of being human. Mm-hmm. So we're all learning from that. The thing is, if you're constantly putting, and this goes for people if they're in a relationship or if they're separated, whatever the children are hearing and seeing, they are then creating that program into their own way that they're going to see the world. Mm-hmm. So we create this dysfunctional patterns within families. The greatest thing is to do it if you need to have a discussion, if you need to take it away, take it somewhere else where it's not in the view of the children. They don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
They don't need to see it. You know, and children need to feel safe. They need to feel loved. And if one parent is going off at the other parent and talking down to them, saying you're this and calling them names, that the child hears that. It doesn't matter how mean a parent is, the child will always love them.
Yeah.
The child believes the best in the adult more than what the adult remembers about themselves.
Well, we talk, please continue.
So I feel, you know, and, you know, life happens. Here's the thing, in my own experience, when I split up with my partner and I lost it, and, you know, like I was screaming and shouting, the greatest thing you can do as a parent is not continue blaming or shaming the other person. It's like, whoa, own your humanness that you messed up. Go to the child, come down to their eye level. Don't stand above them and talk down to them. Squat down, kneel down, come down to their level, and then own your behavior. own your behavior, be accountable, that the words that you said that you were mean, own that you were angry, own that you were angry and say that you're sorry. We have to take ownership, accountability, responsibility. No more hiding. Kids know right from wrong.
So they see everything, right? That is absolutely.
And that takes courage. It takes courage. It takes humility to go, you're not so perfect. But that again is beautiful, because then it opens up your heart, and then it gets you to. I feel this time now is a really beautiful time to remember.
So why do people? What are couples? You know, I mean, like one of the, you know, in a couple, one of the,
yeah,
you know, male, female, you know, consistent couple. Why is somebody is afraid to speak out? Why somebody is afraid? Where's the fear coming from to say, like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, or, you know, I mean, I should be better, or something like this? Where's the fear coming in all this? Where the fear in that relationship, you know, which is deteriorating inside the house? And
there's something else going on that they're not speaking up about. So usually if someone is in that real reaction of coming down and being really angry towards the other person, it's like there's a resentment. There's something which they've not, again, it goes to that suppressing the anger, suppressing until when someone is being mean to another,
yes,
they're not actually loving themselves. They don't like themselves.
Yeah.
They, you know, we can't shift something. We need to turn the attention back on ourselves. Like, we all have the potential to be really mean and to be really nice.
Yeah.
When we go into being mean, it's like, okay, I'm taking myself away now. I'm stepping away and I'm putting myself in time out.
Yeah.
to go and do something for me, to fill up on me, because we all have, we can all do that. And it's horrible when that happens, because then what tends to happen is people then start going to self-flagellation. They're punishing themselves because their inner critic inside is beating up on themselves, because they feel on the inside, they feel powerless, they feel hopeless, they feel helpless, they feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So the greatest thing anyone can do is, what can I do to love myself, forgive myself in this, of my imperfection of being human, and fill up on you, and then go back. Never go and address things. If you're still in a place of anger, step away. Step away. Do something to feel loving in yourself. In that, I mean, never leave a child hanging. With an adult, you can say, we're going to come back and let's have a conversation around this once I've calmed down and come back into my place of where you can have a proper communication. With children, you can't do that. You need to own it in the moment. You need to, because that's abandonment for them. And then they feel that whole rejection of thinking, it's all my fault.
May I ask you one question? You have the 17 years old, and he's just about to do HSC. And last couple of days I was watching on the news, which is again say, like, you know, it's so confused there on, you know, I mean, every news says something, every media house says different, you know, I mean, the government says one thing. Now, there is a big anxiety, you know, I mean, I can see in my son, you know, I mean, anxiety in negative way, but, you know, he prepared himself for so long, you know, I mean, HSC, university. Now, you know, I mean, what would you give the tip, you know, I mean, for the households, you know, I mean, for the parents, for those children who is going through some type of anxiety because they can't attend the school, can't see the friends, you know, I mean, but they want to get a better result. Give us a few tips. What would you suggest to these parents to do? Should they fight in a bathroom, nobody sees them, or in a basement, or they should be quiet, or, you know, I mean, how they could assist their children to achieve that goal, you know, I mean, in this time of uncertainty
See that the child is a part of the whole family. Sit down as a family and in that place or come from
in
a
my
place
house. That's good. There's no democracy. In, I mean, that's, sorry.
No, I mean in your house, yeah, in neutrality,
yeah. Yeah, yes.
Of a place where every person, no matter what your age is, so you can't come from a place of, you have to all come from the same level, yeah, and a playing field that you can all express.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about everything right now?
Yeah.
And in that, you need to all be willing. There's not going to be in judgment. You're not going to be, you need to take off your parent hat,
yeah,
and actually see this, because most children are teaching their parents more. Yeah. The children, their DNA, their conscious level is actually more conscious,
yeah,
than most of the adults. And that's where, and adults need to start seeing that the children also have their own opinion.
Yeah.
It's okay for the kids to have different beliefs,
yeah,
which is going to be hard for a lot of people because it means letting go of control. It means learning to trust,
yes,
that child, you know, even if the child doesn't do well in the HSC, it does not matter in the grand scale of things. There's always different ways, always options. And I think there's this huge pressure that if you don't do well at this, your whole life is over, which is rubbish. You know, like I started doing what my passion was when I was 39, 40. I'm 48 now. So everything that we go through is a lesson in learning. And even if we fail something, it's a part of our journey. And I think kids need to know that. There's such this huge pressure of achieve and achieve and achieve. And knowing that they're loved no matter what, and knowing that however they, you know, they've done the best that they can. So they always feel that you believe in them no matter what
that's
their
correct,
choices
yes, that's
are.
Correct, yeah. Well, thank you, Zoe. We'll take a short break and we'll have the... let's just say 2 minutes away, and then we're going to continue with you. So, you know, take a deep breath. You know, we have the glass of water, and we'll be back. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari. We'll take a short break, and we'll continue with Zoe Annabelle.
Alive 90.5.
La tierra se hundía bajo mis pies. Fui cayéndome al vacío, sin poderme agarrar a la vida. ¿Cómo pude imaginarme que tenía algo que darte? Y yo en mi madurez y tú en tu plena juventud. Los años no perdonan, solo te ruego que una noche de amor, solo pido una noche más que me vuelvas a llegar.
And now it's time to wind up the our show for today with the Zoana Bell, and we have a few minutes before the news, and I know that the people like to hear the news of what's happening new in Australia, in Sydney and around the globe. But Zoe, before we wind up this show, firstly and foremost, I would like to say a big thank you for finding again time to talk to our listeners. I know you're extremely busy, but I said, like, can you just, you know, we spoke today about relationships, you know what I mean, between the partners in the home during the COVID and the fears and the why men can be vulnerable or why men can cry. But, you know, on that topic, tell us, how do you help the people? And I mean, is this is something like I call you and then I run through the forest, or, you know, I mean, or, you know, like, let's just say, you know, hypothetically, somebody who is married wants to, you know, has this, sort of frictions, you know, with a partner. How do you help those partners, you know, in crime or call, like husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend? How do you help them? Do you see them separately or what do you do?
So the first step is for anyone that's tuning in is to reach out and connect. Mm-hmm. That's the first step if you're actually wanting to do something. Mm-hmm. Then I work with, I chat to either one or both partners, either together or separately, or it may be someone that's single. Okay. I have two programs that run alongside one another. One is specifically for men, and it's talking to men.
Yeah.
To really remember who they came here to be, to keep opening up into their heart and to be seen and be heard.
Yes.
The program for women is about them starting to step into their own truth of who they came here to be. What happens is both are going through their own individual journey.
Yes.
And within that, they each week they get to hear how the other person is also feeling in a place of non-judgment. So they start to really see the other person of what they're going through and start to see it in a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
So I work with people over 3 months. The first 9 weeks of the program, which is online, so it's international, so it doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
They get to work through ways to learn how to master themselves, i.e. learning how to master your mind with meditation, breathing exercises, different exercises to get you to connect with who you are.
Yes.
And then the last 4 weeks of the program is about bringing that into intimacy with your partner. When I say that, it's learning how to have that new level of connection, that new level of relationship in the safety of your own home. So no matter they may get to the end of it, first and foremost, you gain clarity on, even if you want to stay in the relationship, you may not want to stay in the relationship. And in that, you have clarity, but you're able to come into a place to still see that beautiful soul with love and kindness without the anger. So no matter, it's never like the outcome is to have the happy fairy tale. The outcome is to create the outcome that is most aligned for each individual. I get a lot of feedbacks from couples. This is just a bit of a warning to let people know that usually when they finish the program, they then have to buy a new bed because they're having far more intimacy.
Well, yes, yes, so, okay.
Yes. That's so that gives you sort of insight.
That's a success then. That's a, we're talking about success of the program.
Yeah, it's a big success. And a lot of these people have been in therapy for years and have spent a lot of money in therapy. And I get results because I believe in, I put myself on the line to call out people's BS that they can't see, because I really believe in getting people results and then being able to really give themselves permission to be honest and be vulnerable about what they've hidden for so long. And that is beautiful, and that's what we want to tap into.
And Zoe, before you go, how our listeners can
how
reach
can
you?
They connect?
Yes.
Send me a message on LinkedIn from my professional LinkedIn profile, also on my personal Facebook. I've got my
and your
my
full name
page.
I said name it is except as Zoe.
Zoeanna Bell.
Yeah.
Or I've got my business page, which is ZA the Intimacy Coach, I think that's right, on my Facebook. That's the easiest way, is to send me a message. I can put some links in the Business Mario for people to connect. If
so,
people
please,
do want to look at to look at my website, feel free. I always say to people, I never force. This needs to be something that comes from your heart and your soul of, I need to talk to Zoe. My website is zoe-anna.com. So feel free, have a look around at that and see if it resonates with you or not.
Thank you so much, Zoe, for your time. Okay, we're going to wind up the Business Insights with Mario on Wednesday from 10 a.m. And the interview with Zoe is going to be shortly on podcast available. So I'm going to link to, so please come on Business Insights with Mario on the Facebook page, like, and you can see and hear it, everything about Zoe shared today with us. Zoe, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Mario. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you're real. Blood.